on Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
We've got a couple of meetings to look at today. We've got Goulburn and Inverell, and Graham White, who is going through some nasty phone reception at the moment. He's joining us. Hello, Whitey.
G'day, Dave. How are you?
Very good, mate. Hopefully we can get through this preview. If we can't and it starts sounding like Darth Vader, we'll just pull the pin, all right? The first at Goulburn today, this one's at 105, and 1300 the journey. White Tights is a 250 favourite.
Yeah, I've made it here 4-2-1-10. I'm with Letters Low. Shown enough in a few starts so far. Been fourth in that big Super Federal Maiden there back at Canberra over the carnival. Pretty good there. And then disappointing last start, but was slow out with the stewards report. So home track, in the market, hard to beat. The 2B, a great boy. Racing well enough to show up in a race like this. It nearly got there behind Sasson down the Sapphire Coast two starts ago. Also ran third, has come out once since, so that form's okay. Big Bedouin Bear, start number 35 today, but he's probably never raced better. Placed at four of his last five. He's a good chance today in a very suitable race with the claiming apprentice on. And the 10 White Tights is coming off that third last week at Queanbeyan. That wasn't a strong race. This is probably a length or two better. But I just think today's the day for Bledisloe with Nick Haywood aboard. 4-2-1-10.
Race two at Goulburn, and your favourite here at 260 is My Blue Jeans.
Yeah, he's been a well-performed horse throughout his career. He's won nine times. Four of those wins have been at Goulburn, where he's trained, of course. I'm with him. He's been consistent all the way through. He's so well-graded. You know, he's won nine races. Some of these horses have only been racing at the picnics, or they've won one or two. He's got it all over him. So if he can just reproduce what he's been showing, finish off in the same manner, he'll be hard to beat. Chaotic Beauty did a little bit better last start, running fourth there behind Capital Express at its latest start. The other one, My Blue Jeans, comes out of the same race. He ran third. I think they're the two. Regent Times, never too far away, horse number three. Very suitable assignment for this horse today. Coming off probably his worst recent run when lastly behind Dead of Night, but form before that was okay. And the five, which is final showdown. The horse I mentioned, very, very consistent. Did have a bit of picnic form, but ran a really good race in second behind Nautigo and Canberra over 1,200, and then followed up with a decent run that a bit disappointing last week there at Queanbeyan behind a stunner, but it can bounce back in a suitable race. So four with the old stager, 4, 2, 3 and 5.
Okay, we go to race number three on the card. 220 here, a Skit and Scat.
Yes, he's been off the scene for a while, hasn't he? He last raced back in May, almost 12 months to the day. He's had two trials since, but his form's around a horse called Thornycroft. It goes pretty good. It was only beaten there, but that was in April last year. So it hasn't got the race fitness on its side, but resumes at a very, very suitable and winnable race. The three, Norbert Test, is in the market. It's had the one run back from a spell. Went only been a few home there a while. So we'll give it a chance. Brad Witt up with a few runners today. Zach Wadding to ride. Six, which is Bloom and Ready, another one for the locals. This horse has always shown enough to win a race or two, in my opinion. Coming off that fourth last start behind, Snippety Star has been to Goulburn before where it failed, but can bounce back. And the eight is a Mosca Luna, another one from Brad Widdup. Hasn't done a lot, but finds a very suitable race. But I'm with Skid Scat first up from a break, 1, 3, 6 and 8.
Okay. What about race number four? Your favourite here at 160 is Kingdom of Legress.
Yeah, well, there's only six horses, and this is one of our shortest price favourites, and you would think it would win off the back of that last run at Hawkesbury. A beat home final reset there. It has to, you know, improve a fair way. It was beaten 5.5 lengths. So, yeah, everything points to Kingdom of Longrix. Again, it meets final reset at the same weight. Now, final reset's a winner at a mile and 2,000, but it has to bounce back a lot off that last start effort. I'll put it in my numbers, but Kingdom of Longrix short, but should win. From the seven, Hero Mania, this horse has won over 2,145 at Goulburn before. It's very, very fit. 2,100 metres ideal for it. Four, Foxtrot Bravo, you know what you're going to get. He'll give a good account of himself again. He's pretty consistent throughout his career. And final reset, the other horse I mentioned. But Kingdom of Longrace, the first of my good things, Dave. 1, 7, 4 and 2.
Okay, race five on the card. 3:10 here for Zambezi River.
Yeah, it'll be hard enough to beat, Dave, but I thought there was a few others that have been racing quite well. I've made the numbers 6, 1, 3 and 4. I like the 6, DeLuca, very good run on debut. Closed off in the style of a horse that's going to win a few races pretty early in its career, I thought there. Finished off really nicely for a horse that was having its first run. Matthew Smith could well hold the key to this because one of his other runners, he's ready to shine, makes his debut and it looks hard to beat as well. So I've gone for the six, Toluca, very good run, as I said, on debut at Scone, this filly by Zoo Star, nicely bred, can only take improvement out of that run. The top one, as you mentioned, Dave, should be hard to beat, Zambezi River. We've seen a little bit of this horse, finds a pretty suitable race. It's had 12 months off, two trials and a start since, so Keegan Latham goes on with the 60 kilos today. The three has to be given some chance, ready to shine. I've loved its trials, draws out a little bit for Alicia Collett, but placed in both his trials. One of those was behind Chulred, second in one, and it's had a win since and had a few trial performances and a few placings as well. So good trial form around it. And the other one that I thought was the four, which is She's All It. Been at double figures in both his runs when placed and draws nicely. But I'm with the six, DeLuca. I like it. Very good run on debut. 6, 1, 3, and 4.
All right. Race number six on the card. The second last favourite here at 380 is Showboat.
Yeah, well, Showboat won its debut. It was well-supported, 380 in the 280. It's had five trials and two starts, and it makes its second start back after winning its debut. It was pretty good there. I've got it in my numbers, but I just thought the horse to follow was number 80, Steely Girl. Oh, this horse has really turned around this campaign. It's been excellent. Ran second behind Code in Time that come out and won its next start, and then when it was able to win, it defeated William, who won last week, and it beat El Toro's son as well, who won since then. So it was 270 to 235. Looks very, very hard to beat. 6-1 of the 12. I don't think there'll be much between these two horses. Gets the blinkers on for the first time. Wasn't far away behind a stablemate, Cable Express, there at its latest run. And Cable Express has since come out and won the Wagga Guineas preview and be hard to beat in that Wagga Guineas on Friday as well. The three, Rush Attack, well, it won at Mudgee over 1,500 metres. This is at its third run. It's had two trials in preparation, but it's all coming over a period of about almost 2 years, and the two, Call Me Artie, he's had the one run back. So a good race, but Steely Girl, a good thing for mine, 8, 6, 3, and 2.
Yes, and we go to race number seven. Your favourite here is Arnie Ginny at $1.95.
Yeah, it was $1.70, $1.60 yesterday. Probably the best bet of the day, in my opinion. It was so impressive winning there on debut. The time was good. It was on a heavy track, home track today, draws well. Gets Matthew Carl, so 3, 9, 2, and 7. Ran its last 633.7 that day. The same day, Iron Will and the Federal ran a bit slower. So that gives you a bit of an idea of how well this horse performed. And I thought it had something up its sleeve. And the two horses that were placed behind it have been placed since returning to racing. So we'll go for Arnie Ginny, a good thing. And the last from Rosie Sue, promising horse. Pretty good winning two starts ago. And then probably just got held up at a vital stage there at its most recent appearance. Two Zipperlist, hasn't done a lot wrong in its four-star career, hasn't finished further back than fourth, and the seven profit time. So consistent. This campaign has had a win and hasn't finished further back than fourth in six other starts, so it's been pretty consistent. But Arnie Ginny looks like it has a bit of upside. It could be another horse that could go on to win a highway as well. Arnie Ginny on top in the last 3, 9, 2, and 7.
All right, give us your quarter and your best, please, mate.
Today, Dave, I think there's a few good things. I like Race 4, Kingdom of Logras. It's a bit short, but we can mould it up into Steely Girl. He's around that $3.50 mark, and then Arnie Ginny in the last. I think the all up there is about $6. The Quaddy, the first leg I've made at 1 and 7. Then I've gone 6, 1, 3 and 4, and then 8, 6 and 3. And then the last, I think we'll only need number 3, Arnie Ginny.
Okay. Thanks so much, Graeme. Safe travels to Goulburn. We go now to Gary Cleese, who joins us. We'll look at Inverell Racing today. And Gary, as I say hello, the favourite in the first is A Look Closer at 250.
Yeah, I'm 7, 4, 10 and 5, Dave. I'm with Freya's name, and I'm going to take the punt with her around that $6.60 mark. She trialled enormous at Kempsey. She debuted at Taree back in January. She was off the track. She spelled. She hasn't been to the trials, and she was scratched from Tara yesterday and kept her here. I'm just going to take the punt with her. Look closer to the four. It's going to be very hard to beat her. Two runs have been good. She should be nice and fit now. I've got the 10, the Bell Jar, in there, former Victorian filly. Just overdid it at Grafton. Wanted to over race. She was beaten 3.3 lengths, so she did a pretty good job, and she knocked up the last bit. And 5, Luna's Sister, in a new stable in the Glen Hodges yard, and no trials. 7, 4, 10, 5, race one.
We go to race number two on the card. 260 here, Bobby is king.
Yeah, I'm with the 8, I'm 8, 1, 9 and 12. I'm with Electric Evie. She had no luck last preparation and her run was outstanding at Armidale. She only got warmed up over the last little bit and I still don't think she handled going down the hill. Bobby is king the toppy. Look, he had no luck. He was 3 deep the trip at Casino. That was his first run for the new yard. Probably made it a little bit easier for him now with a few scratchings coming out, getting in. 9, Glorian. She's on the quick backup from Tamworth on Friday, where she was only beaten 1.9 lengths there in a maiden. So obviously Jane Clements happy enough with her. And I've got to watch on Take Mine, the 12 now in the Toddy Payne Yard, was formerly trained by Brett Kavanagh. See, Brett's still in the ownership with her. She did go around a couple of handy maidens her last three or four runs. 8, 1, 9, 12, race two.
We go to race number three on the card. We've got a favourite here, Even Money, Key Legend.
Yeah, I'm 8, 3, 15 and 12. I'm with quarter ready. Pat Webster's down. And, he ran second at Toowoomba 3 runs ago. He went to Warwick and he hit the line hard. And then he went to Dolby and he hit an awful heavy track. He got beaten 8 lengths when running third. The winner bolted in and he blunted bad at the 300-metre mark. Better track here today. Good gate in a very good yard. Perfect point I give a chance to. He hasn't been far around and handy maidens at Grafton. His last 3 runs, he's sure he'll find this a lot easier than what he contested at Grafton. 15 Key Legends and obviously an interesting runner now in the Tony Newing Yard. Yet to be placed in 8 starts, but draws well and finds an easy maiden. And 12, Queen Beale, she's getting fitter with each run. She's had a couple of solid runs back now from the John Shelton Yard. 8, 3, 15, 12, race 3.
Race 4, 250 here, Bring Me to Life.
Yep, I like him, 7219. I liked his last couple of runs. He ran second at Belnor 3 runs ago. He went fourth behind Wonderland Star at Grafton. He led the other day and Spill the Secret grabbed him right on the line. So he's beautifully placed. 2, Kalahari Arch. She's had no luck her last 3 runs. She's on a home track here today, so she might get a change of luck. Top weight's not out of a peak rate. He's now in the Peter Sinclair Yard. If anything, he's probably a better horse at a mile, but just nice and fresh at 14 with a little claim off his back. And 9, Salt City's had 3 runs back. He probably wasn't comfortable going down the hill at Armidale, and he found the line fair late, but he gets a nice gate here today on a big flat track. 7, 2, 1 and 9, race 4.
Race number 5, and your favourite here at 3:40 is Cool Fizz.
Yeah, I'm sticking with her. 5, 8, 11, 9. Trial brilliant at Grafton prior to going to Tamworth first up, and you probably could say she might have been a bit disappointing there. She got up inside him. She led coming to the corner and just dropped off the last bit. But this is probably lengths easier. She gets a claim. She gets an inside gate, and she runs to a trial. She'll be very hard to beat. Bad Boy Derby, I'll give him a chance. It's been a while since he's 1-1, but he is 1-for-1 at the track, and his 2 runs this time in have been good. 11 Vocations, always around the mark. He gets no weight on his back for young Jack Baker. And 9 My One improved a lot. She did nothing at Armidale, but she was certainly a lot better at Tamworth there 3 weeks ago, beating 1.6 and gets a lovely gate to get a nice run. 5, 8, 11, 9, race 5.
Okay, and we go to race 6. Favourite here, 370, Global Sensation.
Yeah, be hard to beat. 9, 4, 1, 11. His 2 runs this time in have been rippers. He was good at Moree. Horse had beat him there, beat him again at Armidale the other day, but he's just beautifully placed. He finds the right race here today. Our girl leads the 4, no knocks with her. She just gets back here to the 1,600 metres. She's won here before. I think she's better placed. She went 1,900 at Armidale the other day. Trying to grab the top. He's done nothing first up. He's got a terrific second-up record, and he gets a little claim here for Shea Wilkes, who's riding really good at the moment, this young girl. So that claim and second-up's going to help him ride out. And Mammoth Mountain, the 11, he's only had the 1 run for the Paddy Cunningham Yard, and he got stood on his head at the 100-metre mark. He did set, should have finished a lot closer there at Moree 27 days ago. 9, 4, 1, 11, race 6.
All right. And Albajano, 250 is the favourite.
6, 9, 5, 8 with him, El Banjo. Loved his Grafton win. He was a disgrace to Tamworth in a good race behind Turnaway, beaten 1.5, and he led it more. He looked no fault of Wendy Peels. He had a really bad gate. She had to do something, give him a squeeze, but he was left in front. He is a better horse when you can ride him with a bit of cover. Paris Avenue's the massive watch resumes here in a new yard. Sterling Osland has got her. He's opted to stay here. He had her in at Grafton tomorrow, but this might be easier for her. I guess Sparks a chance. Went to a strong race at Scone the other day and wasn't disgraced. Only beaten 4 lengths for 5. And 8 Endless River, lot better run at 2 runs ago. He's drawn to get a really, really good run from that 2 gate. 6, 10, 5, and 8 for me in the last day.
Mate, what's your quaddian best?
Best is race 6, number 9, Global Sensation. Race 7, number 6, El Banjo. Quaddie numbers are 7 and 2 first leg. Wide in the second leg with 5, 8, 11, 9. And then 9, 4 on the third leg. And 6 and 10 in the last leg, Dave.
Have a great day, mate.
Will do. See ya.